Track 36.
Hi, Jane. How are you settling into life at university?
Fine, except I don't really know what there is to do in town. I haven't had time to look around, what with enrolling and induction tours and getting all my ID cards. You've been here for a year. Could you give me some ideas?
Of course. There's lots of places for students. First, if you go across the bridge over the river outside the campus and turn left. Oh no, sorry, that's the garage. Turn right, then you'll get to the bowling alley, which is really popular at the weekends because it's so close to the campus. On Friday nights, they have a special discount for students, £2.50 per game.
Oh, that's great. I love bowling. I suppose it gets really busy on Friday nights.
You're right, it does. But less so earlier in the week, if you don't mind paying more. So, do you like sports, Jane?
Yes. I go running and swimming, and I play badminton.
In that case, there's a running track behind the university campus, and I think they have a badminton court at the sports centre.
Actually, I'm not that serious about running, and I'm happy just to run in the park.
Well, there's a large park in town too. If you go down the road opposite the bowling alley and take the first right, then you'll get to the park. It's quite big, and there's a lake. You can take a boat out on it, and the university rowing team does that often.
What about places to eat out? Are there any good student hangouts?
Absolutely. There's the Elm Tree Cafe, which is down the road from the post office in the opposite direction from the river. The cafe is on a fork in the main road, and it's quite an institution round here.
OK, well, I'll have to check it out. I'm looking for a part-time job and I've done waitressing before, so maybe I'll be able to find work there.
You should try. They're always looking for new staff and they often hire students. Now, have I forgotten any other important places? Oh, yes, you like sport. So I should mention the leisure centre. Don't get it confused with the swimming baths, which are down the road from the supermarket. The leisure centre is opposite. There aren't any swimming baths there, but you can get a student leisure card, which will let you into both. It's only about £10 per month, and you can go as many times as you like. So, you see, there is quite a lot to do for students in this town.
It seems like there is. Well, I better start exploring. Thanks for all the information, Sophie.
No problem. See you soon.